Chapter 5. Confirmation Brief and Back Brief. Confirmation Brief. The confirmation brief is the initial verification tool to confirm subordinate leaders and staff comprehension of the commander's intent, their specific task's purposes, and their relationship between their unit's mission and other units in the operation. Considerations. Attendees. Commander directs who will attend. Limit audience to subordinate commanders, operations officers, S3, and special unit leaders, that is, military intelligence company commander. Specific operational considerations may necessitate the attendance of the staff. Time and location. Commander directs when and where the confirmation brief will occur. This information is published during the operations order, OPORT. Tip: the best time to conduct a confirmation brief is 10 to 15 minutes following the OPORT. All attendees are already present, and this allows commanders to clarify and coordinate with staff, enablers, and other commanders. Technique. Commander directs technique. Choosing between sketch map, map, and radio, dependent upon mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops, time available, and civil considerations, METTC. Tip. Utilize the course of action COA sketch briefed in the OPORT. If able, the S3 planner provides a printed copy of the COA sketch with the confirmation brief script prior to the start of the OPORT. This technique provides a common briefing format and preparation time to facilitate an efficient and effective transition from the OPORT to the brief. Briefing order. Establish a logical briefing order. One technique might be reconnaissance elements, maneuver units, fire support, air defense, military police, MP, etc. Another is decisive operation, shaping operations, enablers, etc. Tip. In a time-constrained operational environment, the commander should consider delegating the reception of certain confirmation briefs to his S3 and executive officer, XO. For example, the artillery battalion commander briefs the S3 and fire support officer, FSO. The engineer commander briefs the S3 and staff engineer. The MP, counterintelligence, CI can brief the XO, etc. Be careful. Distributing the briefings may not be the best technique if the commander, S3, and XO do not have the same understanding of the plan. Establish briefing points. Briefers should know what key points the commander needs to hear to ensure they both understood what the unit was told to do. Additional considerations. Start on time. Time is a precious resource that should not be wasted. Total briefing time should take no more than 15 minutes. The confirmation brief may require a different setup to the OPORT. Plan accordingly. Have all the players listen to the other confirmation briefs so they understand what is happening around them. Ensure staff members are present to clarify issues as required. Back brief. The back brief is a brief from subordinates to the commander facilitating discussion on clarification of the commander's intent early in subordinates' tactical estimate process, how subordinate leaders intend to accomplish their mission, identification of problems in both the commander's and subordinate leader's operational concept. Considerations. Attendees. Similar to the confirmation brief, the commander, primary staff, and subordinate leadership, commander S3 and FSO, should be present. If possible, have all the players listen to the other back briefs to create a shared understanding of the operational concept of each unit participating and provide feedback on issues that may arise. Time and location. Commanders direct when and where back briefs will occur, preferably established in the operational timeline during the brigade OPORT. If able, conduct a rehearsal overlooking the terrain the operation will be executed. Tip: although a back brief may be conducted throughout the military decision-making process, MDMP, the optimal execution time is prior to subordinates issuing the OPORT. Type: the two most efficient and effective rehearsal types utilized are sketch map and map. Tip: use the same concept sketch used during the OPORT and confirmation brief. Add an acetate drop to the butcher chart or map. On the new drop, have the subordinate commanders brief and draw their concept over the higher unit's concept sketch, each unit using a different color. Have the unit write its task and purpose in the corresponding color on the drop. This provides a graphic product that stays in the Tactical Operations Center, TOC, for later reference. Alternatively, if time or terrain constraints exist, the commander travels to the subordinate TOCs with the butcher chart and acetate drop in his vehicle. When all the briefings are complete, the commander has one product with all the subordinate concept sketches drawn on it. This provides a record for the talk of decisions and changes, such as approved graphic control measure modifications or a request to change a unit boundary. Additional considerations and techniques. Subordinate leaders should not brief longer than 10 minutes each. Provide subordinate leaders a back brief checklist format.